It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 26, 2015. Today is the birthday of American poet Robert Frost, born on this date in 1874. Although we tend to think of Frost as inseparable from New England, he was actually born in San Francisco, where his father worked as a journalist. Frost is highly regarded for his realistic depictions of rural life, his command of American colloquial speech, and his use of settings in the New England countryside in the early 20th century to examine complex social and philosophical themes. Personally popular and critically respected, he was frequently honored during his lifetime, receiving 4 Pulitzer Prizes for poetry. He became one of America's rare public literary figures, almost an artistic institution. He received the Congressional Gold Medal in 1960, and on July 22, 1961, he was named Poet Laureate of Vermont. Frost published his first poem in his high school's literary magazine, and after a brief stint at Dartmouth College, he returned home to teach and to work at various jobs, none of which he enjoyed. He was certain his true calling was poetry. In 1894, he sold his first poem for $15. Proud of his accomplishment, he proposed marriage to Eleanor White. She put him off until she finished college, and they were married the following year. Frost's grandfather purchased a farm for the newlyweds in Derry, New Hampshire. Frost worked the farm for 9 years while writing early in the mornings and producing many of the poems that would later make him famous. Ultimately, his farming proved unsuccessful, and he turned again to education, working as an English teacher. In 1912, Frost sailed with his family to Great Britain, where his first book of poetry, A Boy's Will, was published the following year. He returned to America in 1915 and launched a career of writing, teaching, and lecturing. For 42 years, from 1921 to 1963, he spent almost every summer and fall teaching at the Breadloaf School of English at Middlebury College in Vermont. He is credited as a major influence on the development of the school and its writing programs. His numerous honors and accolades accumulated over a long life are well known. Frost also endured much grief and personal loss. When he was 11, his father died of tuberculosis, leaving the family with just $8. His mother died of cancer when he was 25. In 1920, he had to commit his younger sister to a mental hospital where she died 9 years later. His wife Eleanor experienced bouts of depression, developed breast cancer in 1937, and died of heart failure the following year. They had 6 children, but only 2 of them outlived him. Frost was 86 when he read The Gift outright at the inauguration of President John F. Kennedy in 1961. He died in Boston 2 years later and was buried in Bennington, Vermont. His epitaph quotes the last line of his poem, The Lesson for Today, written in 1942. And were an epitaph to be my story, I'd have a short one ready for my own. I would have written of me on my stone, I had a lover's quarrel with the world. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 26th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.